care guides, and community. Or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home. He has no food. And his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
Must be Monday at 5 o'clock in Cleveland, Ohio, because of issues of people in the community. We are on live here at WERE 1490 on the old radio dial. And we're here every Monday to bring the issues, the people, and the community together as we continue to fight this fight for freedom, justice, equality, and love. Good to have you. We're all joined today by, I forgot to tell you, I am Pastor Aaron Phillips, the senior pastor of Sure House Baptist Church, 11318 Miles Avenue. Best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. I'm also the privilege to serve as the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, which is an amalgamation of all of the African-American organizations here in our great city of Cleveland and Cuyahoga County. And I'm always grateful to be joined by our co-host and who substituted for me last week because I was in Denver, Colorado, the one and only truly Dr. Gwendolyn Jarvis. Good to see you, Dr. Jarvis, in living color today.
Yes, I am. And how are you?
I am a little tired, but on the battlefield for the Lord.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
I'm grateful to everything that the Lord is doing in and with us and through our lives. I just let everyone know right up front, because it is the first Monday, and we normally would have our great judge Ray Hedden with Real Justice with Ray Hedden on the first and third Mondays. However, he is recovering from surgery, so keep him in your prayers. He's doing a fantastic job. He's going to be all right. He's really in rehab, I should say. He's got a rotator cuff replacement, Dr. Jarvis, and that means he's going to be stronger when he gets ready, when he gets back. So we're looking forward to Judge Hedden's return with Real Justice with Judge Ray Hedden, 8th District Court of Appeals, and he's currently there right now. We appreciate them. It's always good to be able to lift up and to highlight our African-American male judges. And we really appreciate him. There's not very many of us, and I thank God for him. So, Dr. Jarvis, we're going to be here talking today. We've got, hopefully, I think we got the call. We got the call from Dr. Montgomery, Richard Montgomery, who is a candidate for the city of Euclid as their mayor. Just want everybody to know early voting starts tomorrow. Early voting starts tomorrow for those off-year elections in the suburbs. And Dr. Montgomery, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon, Doctor?
It is a good day in Euclid today. How are you today?
Well, it'll be a great day when when you welcome the city of Euclid, says Dr. Richard Montgomery, mayor. That'd really be a great day, wouldn't it?
Let's just say you just spoke that into existence.
Yes,
we'll go with that.
All right, I spoke it into existence. I like that. Dr. Montgomery, give us an update on your candidacy and the issues that are plaguing the city of Euclid.
Well, as everyone knows, I am running for mayor as a dissatisfied resident. I've been here long enough to see the city overlook investment on the south side of town. I've been here long enough to see way too many police encounters with residents that have ended traumatically. And I am, you know, working to make sure that we start bringing in the kinds of employers who can benefit our tax base so we can start reducing the tax burden as one of the third highest tax municipalities in the state of Ohio.
In the state of Ohio?
Yes. We are the third highest municipal tax rate at 2.85.
Wow. I did not know that.
That's pretty high. Yeah, Bedford and Parma Heights are the other two. So when you look at Northeast Ohio, what you found is a lot of municipalities have addressed the change in their population by raising the taxes on the residents. And I think that, you know, really what they're doing is that old-fashioned way of running City Hall where naturally we can't be too entrepreneurial, so we'll just put the tax burden on the residents and let them fend for themselves. You know, that's been driving people out of the city of Euclid. And I think that if you elect a mayor who has an entrepreneurial spirit and experience in bringing in and negotiating contracts with new businesses, what we can do is generate enough high revenue producing companies who can generate enough money for our tax base so we can start having a conversation about how to make Euclid more affordable for our seniors, for our families who've bought houses and invested in this city, and so that, you know, we can also improve the quality of life for our youth. Because if you got fewer bills to pay or your cost of living is a little bit lower, you can invest that into those programs for your kids. And that's the kind of city we want to build.
Absolutely. And let me let folks know you would normally be in the studio with us, Doctor, but you are calling us by telephone today because you are out there in the field, correct?
I am in the field. I just came in on dad duty, but I have been on the phones and knocking on doors all day today. And I'll be doing that, I've been doing it for months, but I'll be doing that all the way up until 7 p.m. on November 5th.
All right. Dr. Jarvis, you have a question for him?
Yes, I have a question. Does the mayor have a relationship work with the school district there?
So Euclid is unique in that back during the 90s, they did what's called a shared income tax, where the state legislature allowed cities, well, the state decided they weren't going to be investing in education, so they gave it the option to cities to put on their tax, to do a shared income tax between the schools and the city, and Euclid is one of the last cities left that does that. However, in having that kind of relationship, there hasn't been any leadership between City Hall and the schools that has been influential in addressing some of the issues, like, you know, the fact that we have a low grade at our school doesn't mean that the school system is bad. It means that we're not as competitive as, say, at Lakewood or Rocky River or North Royalton. And if we're not going to be doing the same kind of work that produces the same results, we have to have some stopgaps that are in place that will allow these kids who are not necessarily ready for college, but capable of learning and able to get into some of the vocational programs. And we've been investing in football and not in trade. And I think that one of the failures of the city leadership is that they're not trying to work with the schools to produce stable Euclid citizens who have grown up here, want to get a job and stay here and pay taxes here.
Okay, that sounds like some of the same kind of issues that's happening in the city of Cleveland, Dr. Montgomery. We always know that the key to success is making sure we have quality public schools, quality schooling, because that attracts the businesses and that attracts other folks coming to the city as well.
Well, it does because, you know, I've gone on these, you know, these international delegations. I've sat with the CEOs of international companies in India and China and in the UK. And all of those companies, when you start talking about possibly relocating to your city, the first thing they look at is the educational levels and the educational outcomes of those school districts, because they don't need everybody to have a college degree. But when the outside environment starts to change, they have to be able to have people competent enough to train them so that the company can change course when it needs to. And when you have failing school districts, what that says to companies is it'll be too difficult for us to train people there and be able to pivot when needed as a company when the outside environment changes. So So we have to do a better job with our schools, because that's one of the first steps to attracting new businesses.
Right, right, right. Now, let me ask you this, Dr. Montgomery. I understand there's going to be a debate coming up.
Yes. Imani Church is going to be hosting a social justice debate at Imani Church on 222nd at 6:30 on Monday. We had one a couple weeks ago at Chardon Hills. I think I was on and announced it then. But this will be one of the last opportunities where you'll see.
Now, where is Imani Church now? I know where Imani Church is. Can you let our listeners know where Imani Church is, sir?
So there was the original Imani Church that was on 250th Street, but they have recently opened a new facility on 222nd. And I can get, I'm looking for the address as we speak so I can give you that. But I'll have that.
Okay, hold on. I think I have our trusted project manager here. You know her as Shantae Lewis Gibson, because that's her name. She has just told us that Imani Church is located on 1505 East 260th Street, sir.
Well, that is the old location. The event
is
going to be held on 222nd Street.
222nd. Let me see. Oh, there it is. I'm looking at there. Well, you know what? They made it kind of confusing because they've got it on the on their letterhead. Thank you, letterhead. But the meeting is going to be at 832 East 222nd. 832
Correct.
East 2222. They need to put that on there. Well, that's not my for me to say. 832 East 222nd. That's where they're going to be at, and we will be there. That's when is that? That's next Monday.
Monday, October 14th, 6:30 to 8:00.
October, and it says 6:30, so we can be there, Shantae.
Yes.
We can be there.
And
all
leave
right.
it to my boss to butcher my title all the time.
Yeah, I did that. I sure did. Yes, yes, I'm a butcher. That's right. I like that.
It's
I like
all right. It's all right, big man.
All right. So now tell us, we're gonna be there and support, and I know they're going to, and since you're here, Shantae, can you kind of give us an update on, just tell us, generally speaking, have you heard anything from the, are you Dr. Richard Montgomery, about the issue of excessive police force in Euclid?
I am in communication with a few folks on city council and a couple of the use of force monitors. So I have been aware by Dr. Montgomery, actually, about this event that's coming up next Monday.
Next month, okay, all right. And see, I ask you to speak directly into the mic, Shantae. That's
okay.
What he said. That's what he was trying to tell you.
All right.
So people can, Radio Land can hear you clearly. You
Thank
know, you,
you
have such a very soft voice, but we want you to use your outside voice when you're on the radio.
I can do that.
All right. and that's important to know. I don't think has the mayor been responsive to any of the, to speaking to any of the issues of excessive force as far as either one of you know?
No.
So I debated the mayor at Chardon Hills Elementary School a little over a week ago. And one of the residents said, look, there's been a lot of issues with our police department. Can you tell me what's going on? And the mayor got up there and she talked about how she had fired Michael Amiot and she had brought in the Department of Justice, and they instituted a new program called Procedural Justice. And before I let her sit down, I asked her a couple questions. I said, is it true that as mayor, you are the safety director as well? She says, yes. So as safety director, are you in charge of policy and the implementation of that policy? She answered, yes. So I said, okay, well, please tell the residents in the room all about this Department of Justice Procedural Justice program that you are in charge of implementing. And the mayor could not tell you any of the four principles of the program. She couldn't tell you anything about its implementation because it's not being implemented. There's what she says, and then there's what's actually being really done. And what she's telling people, what she told Channel 5, what she told Cleveland.com about she being the person who instituted this program to reduce the amount of force and to increase the positive reaction, the positive engagement between police and the community is absolutely not being done. And she cannot explain why she has not done that.
Oh, wow. All right. And we had to just pick up. We just have to pick up from here when you come back. Can you hold over for the next segment, Dr. Montgomery?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to hold you over. You're listening to The Issues, The People in the Community with Pastor Aaron Phillips. I'm now live on Facebook. I'm live on Facebook, Dr. Jarvis. I hope you wore your right clothes. I'm going to show you on Facebook, Shantae. We're here. The Issues, The People in the Community. Come back. You give us a call, 216-578-1490, 216-578-1490. You hear from us on the other side of this break. Go, Gwen.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cleveland Coalition, the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, about the people, the issues, and the community. This is WERE 1490, the People Station, and you can listen to us at www.newstalkcleveland.com and download the app. Listen to us 24 hours, 7 days a week.
I can see your tears.
Everything you need to know about Cleveland sports, news, weather, and more is at NewstalkCleveland.com. For instant updates, follow us on Facebook at Newstalk1490 and on Twitter at Newstalk1490.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Tea and Honey with Dr. Gwen Jarvis. I was born, raised, and educated locally, weekly to bring tea leaves of my own experience, talents, and training as bold and boundless as a butterfly to enlighten, inspire, and uplift our community and beyond. With stems on education, health, community, civic, spiritual, and the joys of life. Thursdays, 5 p.m., WERE, 1490 a.m. Join me for tea.
America's veterans are more than a source of pride. They're a source of strength. When our veterans thrive, our communities thrive. With your support, our veterans can get career and education opportunities as well as benefits they've earned.
Hi, I'm Congressman Dave Joyce. Join me in thanking our nation's veterans. They've sacrificed so much for our freedom. Find out how you can support our veterans in our community.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
My name is Dr. Will Crossley, president of the Pineywood School, the longest-serving African-American boarding school in the country. Since 1909, Pineywood has educated children with the unshakable belief that all students can lead extraordinary lives through academic achievement and responsible citizenship. As a graduate, I was once one of those students. With nearly 100% of our graduates going on to college, you can make an impact in our students' lives and communities. Partner with us today. Go to pineywoods.org and click donate.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, and for that little boy living with him.
Oh, is that what it is?
Hello, we're back. The Issues of People in the Community. We're back live on Facebook. I don't know what happened. The Facebook page cut off, but you can catch us on the Sure House Baptist Church Facebook page. We are broadcasting live. Yes, I want to tag everybody that I just had in. Dorian Blair, Tanita, Brother Castro, we had all you guys just go right back to the Sure House Baptist Church Facebook page. We are here live on the radio. Now, let me just tell you, everyone, I said this on Facebook Live. Tomorrow, every Tuesday until Jesus comes, is Job Seeker Tuesday. And we'll be at Sure House Baptist Church every Tuesday, except for tomorrow. Tomorrow, we will be at the Southeast Seventh-day Adventist Church. Let's give them that address, Tay, when you look it up.
I'm going to look it up. Give me a couple seconds. All right. Seconds.
We'll give you a couple of seconds to look it up because you're so. And tell everybody, what is exactly your title? Besides, pay me, Pastor Phillips.
That's the best title,
yeah. What is the title?
It's called a business liaison. Google it.
Business liaison. Business liaison.
I don't mind when you butchering my title.
I butcher it because, you know, we don't care about titles. I don't even know what my title. I be forgetting my name most of the time.
Yeah,
but I hope I didn't mess up again. See, what's happening, people are calling me, you guys. So that's what's happening. I apologize. Folks are calling me, and I should tell them not to call. Tomorrow we will be at South Day Adventist Church. You say it on the radio.
We're going to be at Southeast. Seventh-day Adventist Church.
What did I say?
You said something at West.
All right.
We're going to be at Southeast Seventh-day Adventist Church. It's at 16602 Tarkington, just off Lee Road, at Lee Road in Tarkington. 16602 Tarkington Road, Cleveland, 44128. And it's going to be a Job Seekers Tuesday is going to be held at this location from 6 to 8 p.m.
All right.
That's going to be tomorrow.
6 to 8. And that any other Tuesday, it'll be on
118 miles.
We don't want to confuse people. Okay. And then we don't even want to tell them that we won't be here on the 22nd. But we'll be there every Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Job Seeker Tuesday. And this coming Tuesday, we're going to be at Southeast Seventh-day Adventist Church from 6 to 8. I think they're going to have some vittles for us. Otherwise, that's also known as food. Dr. Jarvis. All right, they're going to have some fiddles for us.
Yes.
And we're going to have a good time.
Lots of
And if you're looking for a job with First Energy, on Highlight First Energy, there's jobs with the Power Systems Institute. There's jobs
Meter
readers, material processors, customer service department. You need a job. These are careers, really. I don't like to say jobs. These are careers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for that, you want to change your life, you come and see us. Look for us, the booth, the table, Cleveland Clergy Coalition. You'll see the two beautiful ladies that are part of our staff, Shantae Lewis Gibson and Tanita Thomas Brian. Did I get them all right?
You got them right.
Yes, sir.
You got them right.
Yes, sir.
I owned a temporary service for a long time.
Yes.
Good.
And my question is, what are the requirements for these individuals looking for a job? Or is it just one gender or any gender? Is it diverse?
That's a great question. And we always answer that question with this. As long as you're breathing, you can come and check our jobs out. There are different qualifications for different types of jobs. The material processor is one kind of qualification. It is for a meter reader. But one thing is for certain, with First Energy jobs, there's always a test that has to be taken and that you have to qualify for, unlike the manufacturing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a little more required, and that's why we're having the Job Seeker Tuesday, so we can explain what those qualifications are to everybody.
And they'll be there.
First Energy is going to be there themselves.
The HR folks will be there.
Yes.
So you said it's a test. So what are some of the things that they can be, you know, programming their head for as far as a test is concerned?
Well, you just got to come and get the information.
Okay.
Because our job as a coalition, Dr. Jarvis, that's a great question, is that, and how you doing, Pastor William Pierce is watching all the way from Casper, Wyoming. Some people didn't believe I was from Casper, Wyoming. Not from there. I was there.
Yeah, you're from Denver.
I was there for a few years,
Cleveland.
Though, for a long time. Hello, there's Monica Black. Thank you, Monica, all of the help that you've been helping us and getting people to Job Seeker Tuesday. You're fantastic. She's a great soul. Appreciate you. And tell you, our job as a coalition is to bring the people together, to bring the folks who need a job and the folks who
are looking
for people to work. So then those folks can begin to talk. and have that conversation. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of qualifications. It's not that we don't know them, but it's better to hear that information directly from the employer themselves.
Okay.
So that's what we're trying to do, to make sure that you know this isn't just coming off the lips of the coalition folks, but this is off of the lips of the employers themselves. By the way, Tay, since we got folks' attention, tell us about tell everybody about the great thing we did on last Friday.
Last Friday...
You forgot what you forgot.
Lord have mercy, I tell you.
We went to Odie last Friday.
Oh my goodness. We went out to a manufacturing plant. I did forget. My poor brain.
Yeah.
Lord help me. By the time I'm 60, I may have forgotten
to butcher your name, your title, which don't mean nothing. But I do remember that we went out to Odie on Friday.
We took about 12 folks out to Odie. It's a manufacturing plant, a beautiful place.
Yes, it is.
I want to start with that. The facilities, there are two. They are brand new, neat, clean, great people.
Great company
they had
to work for.
Great, oh my goodness. The testimonials from the folks that have been there. Some have been there as long as 20 years, and we had some that had just started maybe 2 years ago, and they moved up to supervisors. We did a tour through the plant. We really enthused a lot of these younger guys. It was, like I said, a group of 12.
We went there because Odie was having a manufacturing day.
They had a manufacturing day.
And so it was open to the public, and we drove out.
We drove out in our van.
Right.
We took a van of folks out. We gathered. We rallied up. We took one truck, and we took a church van. And so
which is part of our work for the transportation, getting people out there.
Work. Yep.
And all of these folks, we brought them right. They were all from our neighborhood.
They were all from the African American community, black folks.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
A lot of them are moving forward.
We had a female. Dr.
Well,
Gwen.
What kind of company is Odie, and what part of the city or area is it?
That's a good question. I was waiting for her to get to that. But you see, Tay is a little long-winded, so we always have to tell her.
I wonder if because of association bring on assimilation. Okay.
Probably so. He makes me nervous, though. I'm not as good.
Let's get back.
We're having a great time.
Odie is a manufacturing company, and they manufacture mostly plumbing material, but they are a $600 million company
organization,
and they're right in the city of Cleveland. One
headquarters,
of them, they're in the city of Cleveland.
Yeah,
I think that's they're on
West 150th,
West 150th
Industrial
Street.
Parkway.
That's the name
of it.
So it's
about 10 other manufacturers over there, but they have
it's great. Yes,
yeah, they're diverse. There were folks from all walks of life.
Yes, and they're looking for African American folks.
They're looking to hire
folks, and I think. Did she tell us a base salary? I don't remember that.
$1,507
to start.
And the more you produce, that there's bonuses involved.
That's the base. And Odie was a part of, and we should tell people this too, as I was actually, Tanita reminded me. Thank you, Tanita.
Mm-hmm.
Odie was a part of our first Job Seeker Tuesday.
Odie
was there. They actually came, the same person. That's how we knew about the manufacturing day, because she brought that information there. Right. Mm-hmm. National Safety Apparel
came out.
And the other one was
Geist came out.
No, that was construction. But I'm talking about the manufacturing. We had National Safety Apparel, and
Lincoln Electric.
Right. Yep. So we have these opportunities where there are people that are all these employers are looking for a workforce, and our job is we believe in our community, so as the coalition, so we're saying we need to get the right kind of people. Once we get those folks in those jobs, we mentor them and we keep up with them. We're not a temporary agency. I'm glad you said that, because I'm really glad you said that, Dr. Jarvis, because many people think that we receive resources because a person gets a job.
No,
not at all. If you're going to make $15 an hour, that's all your $15. Now, of course, I'm always looking for a person to join Jesus Christ and then join Sure House Baptist Church and then pay their tithes and offerings. Absolutely. That's always a long-term plan. But we do not get any resources because you've got a job. That's not what we do. We want you to get all the money that you can, and we will know the Lord blesses us because we are being a blessing to the community. You're listening to Pastor Aaron Phillips, Dr. Gwen Jarvis, and Shantae Lewis Gibson. And we're here for the people, the issues, and the community, sponsored by the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live. You'll hear from us. You can give us a call, 216-578-1490. And we have Dr. Richard Montgomery on the phone, and we've got to make sure we talk to him one more time. I'm sorry, Dr. Montgomery. We're going to get right back to you after this segment, and then we're going to let you go so you can get back to work. But as you see, we're doing some great things with Coalition, and we want to do that in the city of Euclid. God bless you. Hear from us on the other side of this break.
Hold up. You out here repping football games now?
That's right, nephew. I love football. And you know what else? I'm throwing a flag for you still driving that piece of junk all summer. Nephew, I tried to give you my playbook to get you to North Coast Auto Mall to get you a car for as little as 99 cents down.
I got so many bills to pay. Who's going to sell me a nice car?
See now, nephew, that's a delay of game penalty. Quit stalling. North Coast Auto Mall will help you get your credit situation together. All you have to do is call 1-800-NEXT-CAR. They will help you get your payment as low as possible and put you in a ride to make you think you paid more than what you really did. Oh, boy, don't worry about that credit. North Coast Auto Mall will get you together.
Where they at again?
Three locations with thousands of cars available. Literally, thousands. On the Bedford Auto Mile, near Broadway and Rockside. In Akron, across from Chapel Hill Mall. In Palmer, near Pearl and Brook Park. Or you can call 1-800-NEXT-CAR.
99 cents down. For example, amount of finance equals 9,000. APR rate 24.9. 48 monthly payments of $297. Only 1 cent upon approved credit.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton. Join the National Action Network, not because of what we have done, because we have done much, but because of what we are still doing. We need action around voting rights. We need action around health care. We need action around dealing with the injustice in the criminal justice system. Be a member of the Action Network that's out now fighting for you. Call 1-877-626-4651. Or go online to www.nationalactionnetwork.net and become a part of the action.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3 Cleveland.
And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
That man that doesn't have a place to stay.
For that little boy living with AIDS.
I got to give, we're live, we're here. The issues, the people in the community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips. I'm the senior pastor of Sure House Baptist Church. Best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., 1-13-18 Miles Avenue. Please join us if you're in the Cleveland area, and we also broadcast live on Facebook on every Sunday morning as well. I want to get right to Dr. Montgomery because he is fighting the good fight of faith for us. And Dr. Montgomery, you have called in. Go ahead and tell us, give us the next three things you want us to do so we can be supportive. And I know one of those things is me getting the check to you so from my account so I can help you with that race.
That would be nice.
Well, we'll fix that as number one.
All right.
Number two, I'd like to have everybody that is listening now or listening on the recording later on, please come to 8:32 222nd on Monday at 6:30 to hear the social justice debate. I think that with all the social justice issues that Euclid has had in the news over the last few years, I think it's important for people to show up so that the people in those seats who are making those decisions are aware that people actually do care and that this is an important issue and that we expect Euclid not to continue on the course that it's on.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
If we have some time before then or after, up until election, I need as many people to volunteer as possible to get knock on doors, drop lists, to make phone calls for me. If you know somebody in Euclid and you don't have time to volunteer, call them up and encourage them to participate. We're now at an opportunity where Euclid, as a 60% African American city, has a chance to have
50%. I'm going to slow that one down. The city of Euclid is 50% African,
60-40.
And it may even be more than that, but that is not representative. Mm-hmm. That is not represented in the leadership, the elected official leadership of the city of Euclid. Is that correct?
Almost zero.
Correct. Well, actually, it's 60%.
Yeah.
So in the current council races in Ward 5, you have Gabrielle Kelly, and in Ward 7, you have Miss Rose Allen. So if those two people win, this would be the first time in Euclid history that we would have representatives on council that look like the community.
Mm-hmm.
And having a first-time African-American mayor already shows up in the research as having positive benefits on the entire community because African-American mayors have historically, when they're first elected, started to include parts of the community who've been left out. So I think that we're now in a very historical moment, and I would like everybody with ears who can hear this to be part of that history.
All right, that's fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Montgomery. Now, if I want to get a hold of you, how do I get a hold of you? I want to volunteer. I want to get a yard sign. Who do I call? And I know it's not Ghostbusters. Who do I call?
You can call me directly at 440-539-8382. That's 440-539-8382. Or you can go on to my campaign website, EuclidRising.com. That's EuclidRising.com, and go to the Join the Campaign, put your information in, and I'll be in contact with you within 24 hours.
All right, and let me say this. All of the folks who have been following us on about this issue with excessive force, we want to really encourage you to join us next Monday at 6:30 at 822
East 222nd Street.
All right, we're going to be there. So that's going to be our follow-up. We're going to ask Pastor.
832 East 222nd Street.
All right. Thank you, Shante.
Imani North Campus Baptist Church.
That's right. It's Imani North Campus Baptist Church.
Yes, Imani
All right.
North Campus
yeah. Speak
Baptist
directly
Church.
Into the mic.
Imani North Campus Baptist Church at 832 East 222nd.
All right, and we will be there, and I'm asking all you folks who came to the Euclid session, the Euclid listening session, to please join us on next Monday. That's going to be our follow-up. The mayor will be at that debate, and we know that she's going to tell us what she's done, and we all know that's zero. You know,
and we have our paperwork. We'll see what she has.
Yeah, and she fired Mikey Amiot, but isn't he still working?
Michael Amiot is still working for the city of Euclid, and he is he has a lot going on, but he was hired back through the union. So
he was fired, and the mayor didn't tell the part where, you know, we all think that arbitrators keep giving police officers their jobs back. Yeah, that might be the case, but then you look at this particular case, Michael Amiot had beat up two people within 5 months of each other before Richard Hubbard. Richard Hubbard was the third one.
Mm-hmm.
By the time he beat up Richard Hubbard, he had at least two other cases that they did not discipline him for at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the arbitrator said simply y'all fired him because of political pressure and not because you thought his behavior was egregious, because you let these other two things pass.
Right.
So that's why he ended up back on the job. And the mayor... as recently in the last 3 weeks, we were at another debate at Beasley Hill Villa, a senior community over off of Richmond Road, and one of the residents asked Michael Amiot, is he still on the street? He said no, but I have a picture of Michael Amiot doing a traffic stop in front of the Shore Center from about 2 weeks ago. So
Michael Amiot is certainly, he's certainly still on the street. Absolutely.
Wow, that is ridiculous.
He shows up to wherever he can show up to.
Isn't that crazy? Now, let me send a shout-out.
Cause some trouble.
We have our minister of music. I think he's the greatest minister of music in the city of Cleveland. He's watching. Thank you. See you, Minister Andre Love. We ought to post the band live on Facebook. And thank you, Nene. I see you watching. And I missed you in church yesterday. But I'm glad you watching us on Facebook. Thank God for Facebook Live. All right. And
a question for Dr. Montgomery.
All right. Go ahead.
You said there's going to be a debate on social justice. And social justice encompasses a lot of different issues. So what issues are you going to be targeting in the debate? And do you have people who are professionals or those in the know to handle those debates?
Oh, that's a great question.
Well, first of all, my background is in the social sciences, so I'm more than fluent of inequity in just about every other category of human life. So I think I would do pretty good on that one. In regard to the moderator, Willie Brown, he's a longtime Euclid resident, and he's the chair of the Monty Social Justice Committee.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the moderator of the
meeting.
Oh. Willie Brown.
Now, that's the same. Is that the same Willie Brown that was on the one kicked him off?
Yep.
Him. Well, we definitely want to be there in support of him. Mm-hmm. And then when we were bringing that up the other day at the listening session, they tried to disparage our brother's name, but we stood hard and strong for him.
Yes.
And good. And I believe he's a preacher.
He's a pastor.
I think he's a reverend there at Imani, yeah, and that's good too.
He's a deacon.
He's a deacon. I knew he was in something. Yeah. Thank you. So, and see, that's what the coalition is about. We want to get our preachers, deacons, mothers, and young folks involved and engaged in these kind of issues and civic engagement, because that's a part of our call as the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are always saying, what is the church doing? We got to do more than just have good church and have a good time.
Exactly.
And I, you know, I...
And you are everywhere. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And he drags us everywhere. You begin to learn what it means to be involved in your community. That you do have a voice, because sometimes I don't have a voice. And so, for sure. Cleveland Clergy Coalition.
Now, you're not just saying that. But we appreciate that.
That's how I feel. I mean, I talk about these things with, you know, my personal friends and my family, and I'm just happy to be a part of and to have a platform to be able to be here for my community. And I didn't even know not until a couple years ago that Cleveland Clergy Coalition was even a place that existed.
That's
but
right.
I see Pastor Phillips, I look to him as my mentor, and he wherever he says show up, I'm like, but I get ready, and it's growing a passion. It's so much that you can do. And I see him do so much, and I'm like, how is he? He's like, we're going to do this. And I'm like, sometimes I sit, and I'm like, I don't know how we're going to do it, but it always happens. It always works.
The coalition staff always trying to get me to do less. I said, I'm doing more.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not going to do anything less. I'm going to do more. Buckle your seatbelts. Let's go.
Exactly.
Yes. So
and
what
it,
gonna
and
do?
It gets done from First Energy to so many. We're getting it done. Large million, multi-million dollar. Close to $1 billion.
Getting it done. We're changing the community.
Yeah.
One block at a time.
And it's there.
All right. Hey, this is, we got to take this last and final break. Dr. Montgomery going to let you go. Get out there, knock on them doors, beat those streets. If you need a yard sign and anything like that, make sure you get the. And then next Sunday, from Dr. Montgomery, and next Monday, we will be joining him. The coalition will be there.
Monday,
I will be there. Shantae will be there. I'm
going to
make sure you come to Gwen, Dr. Gwendolyn Jarvis. We're going to hear that debate, and we're going to listen to what these folks got
to
say.
Yes.
That's right.
I need my signs, Dr. Montgomery. Don't forget about me.
Have your borrow shot there.
All right, sir.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to give us this last break. 216-578-1490. All right, Facebook, we're taking this last break. God bless you.
NewsTalkCleveland.com.
Marie, is that you?
Oh, hi, Barb. How you doing?
Better now. Did you know we had a little health scare with Jeff?
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, he had been short of breath and was really tired a lot of the time. He just thought he was getting old and was out of shape, but it turns out it was heart valve disease.
How did you figure it out?
He finally went to the doctor, and she was able to listen to his heart and detected the problem. I didn't realize it, but heart valve disease is more common than you'd think. They were able to replace the valve, and he's feeling so much better now.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
More than 5 million Americans are diagnosed with heart valve disease every year, but most people know nothing about the condition, and it can be deadly if untreated. That's why it's important to listen to your heart and ask your doctor if your symptoms may be due to heart valve disease or if you're at high risk. A message brought to you by Heart Valve Voice US. For more information about the symptoms and treatments for valve disease, go to heartvalvevoice-us.org.
Today as a nation, we find ourselves caught having to deal with the repercussions of a country that may have caused its own internal divisions.
The Founding Fathers believed that we receive and enjoy our rights as individual children of God and not as members of one race or another, and that that forms the basis of the American dream of freedom and justice. We must as a nation come together to solve our divisive issues of race as well as other social injustices.
Tune in Red, White, Black, Blue with Laverne and Jack every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. on WERE 1490 AM radio. A house divided cannot stand.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic update sponsored by Mattress Firm. If you're on the road this evening going southbound 271, you're going to find some heavy stop-and-go traffic between Richmond Road and 480. Also, look out for an accident that's blocking the left lane if you're headed westbound on the turnpike before you get to Columbia Road. For those traveling Innerbell southbound, you'll find more heavy stop-and-go traffic between Dead Man's Curve and East 22nd Street, and you're going to find some slow delays going southbound Route 8 in Summit between Perkins Street and Central Interchange. At Mattress Firm, for a limited time, take home a free adjustable base with purchase of $699, plus get up to $400 in savings. Shop the Save Big Sale online or in-store. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WEREAM, the People's Station.
This is for that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, and for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
corner. He has no home. He has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
There's a girl searching for a father.
Here right now. And we're back. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gwen.
Thanks for staying tuned in to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, and we are about the people, the issues, and the community. And as Pastor Aaron says, one block at a time.
That's right.
This is News Talk Cleveland 1490 WERE AM, the People Station. And you watch us on Facebook now. You can also download us with the News Talk app and carry us with you 24 hours, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Or internet. www.newstalkcleveland.com. You're welcome to call in too at 216-578-1490, no matter where you are in these United States of America. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pastor.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips, and we have Dr. Gwen Jarvis, who's our co-host, and thank you, Chante, our co-host here today.
Thank you.
And we appreciate that. These are our last 10 minutes. I'm not sure if we're going to have our attorney, our dear friend, our dear sister, Stacy Polk, will give us the issue of the community news and Kingdom Report. But mm-hmm. I do know that on tomorrow will be at Southeast Seventh-day Adventist Church from 6 to 8 with the Tuesday Job Seeker Tuesdays. And then we'll be back at Sure House on the following Tuesday. And there from now on, and we'll be able to take this show on the road. The advantage of coming to Job Seeker Tuesday, you will be able to meet face-to-face with the employers. Mm-hmm. But these opportunities are always available. So if you miss Tuesday, you can still call us. And Chante, give us the telephone number for the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. What's the number?
Our phone number is 216-333. That's 333-1827.
All right.
You can always get me. If you don't get me, you'll get Pastor Phillips, and you'll be on for a long time if you get him. You may want to get me, because he likes to talk.
But no. That's right.
Or but you also get to, and you'll Tanita get Tanita Bryant.
You'll get Tanita Bryant.
So
that's right.
There's always someone there to answer some questions, and or get some answers for you as it relates to job seeking. There are multiple opportunities out.
That's
within
right.
our region that the Cleveland Clergy Coalition has. Those inner ties, and we want people to get, again, careers. I mean, a job is a job, but that's what our pastor does. He gets out and he goes into these big companies and he makes them diverse and include.
That's right. That's okay. Right. Somebody got to do that work.
You know, we seem to run out of time, and we have some important issues mm-hmm. because Pastor Aaron likes to talk, but we appreciate him for talking, and I appreciate him allowing me to be his co-host. However, one thing that I do know about the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, they're very advocates about us getting out to vote, mm-hmm. and whether you know it or not, want to accept it or not, your vote does count. And I don't know if many people know that it was only one electoral vote is the reason why we speak English and not German. And another thing, too, is that black men were never grandfathered in to vote. It's just they just do it, so they just allow them to do it. However, during President Obama's reign, they try mm-hmm. to get rid of it. So mm-hmm. we have to make sure our black men get out and vote so mm-hmm. that opportunity that they just forged themselves into mm-hmm. that it continues.
And well, now, Dr. Jarvis, I thought she was going to remind people tomorrow.
Well, I'm getting
early voting. Okay.
Early voting.
Well, you know we're going to run out of time.
They're
going to cut this off.
I have to give them some history
okay.
to let them know that it is necessary for us to vote.
That was
yes.
the
reason.
History lesson. And that one vote away from us being a German speaker.
Ooh, so somewhere in your United States of America, please find out when your early voting started. However, in Cuyahoga County tomorrow, at the Board of Elections, the address is 2925 Euclid Avenue, where you can go and vote, I think, from 9 o'clock to 5 p.m., from the 8th to the 25th, mm-hmm. then again from October 28th through November the 14th. So please take advantage of this opportunity and vote early where there's no lines. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't want to go down there and vote, you can always call the Board of Elections and they'll mail you
Mail your ballot.
But don't overlook that opportunity. Take mm-hmm. advantage of it. Just like you would take advantage of other things in life, mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. is vital too.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Amen.
This is our future.
And it's quick.
Dr. Jarvis, thank you for reminding us. We were getting ready to do the whole show without reminding folks that tomorrow early voting starts. And I think Reverend Cavins would have my head if I didn't make sure we tell folks that early voting started tomorrow. And mm-hmm. I think, I don't know how many, and Dr. Jarvis, you may know this, I don't know how many states actually do early voting, but not every state in our union, not all 50 states do early voting. We're one of the few states, I think it's like 24, 26.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody doesn't do this. So we still have low voter turnout, but it's also very difficult. And let me turn to our Facebook listeners. It was also very difficult, Facebook listeners, and I understand because this is an off-year election.
Mm-hmm.
We're not voting for a president, and we're not even voting for a governor.
Mm-hmm.
You're voting. This election is about
the local election
mm-hmm. because it's about the mayors of the suburbs
mm-hmm.
of our community, not the mayor of Cleveland.
See,
2 years ago it was the mayor of Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
but now we're talking about the mayors of all of the suburbs. I think it's 52. 52 cities in Cuyahoga County because there's 88 counties. Right. So there's 52 cities, and all those cities will be, and I'm going to do next week, we're going to bring on Tay, we're going to mm-hmm. bring on people who are actually running for those offices. We have people who are running in the city of Garfield Heights. We have, and I'm talking
South Euclid.
And let me be mm-hmm. clear, I'm talking about we're going to bring in the African American folks who are running for these offices, are already in these offices,
mm-hmm.
Because that's how you really change things. Out in the city of Maple Heights, we have mm-hmm. an African-American mayor named Mayor Annette Blackwell who's
mm-hmm.
doing a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that she stays in office.
Mm-hmm.
There's a young man in Highland Hills who's the mayor there. We want to make sure he stays in office. So I want to bring, and we got Tanisha Mack, who is running for city council in Garfield Heights. So there's several races. There's judicial seats that are up, even in the city of Cleveland. Who we support, it's very important that we let folks know about to vote and then who to vote for. And that's what the job is for the coalition. We're not just encouraging you to vote, Dr. Jarvis, but we want to give you information about the candidates so you can make up your own mind, because we are a 501c3, so we don't we can't tell you who to vote for, but we can give you information about who these candidates are, what they believe, what their stance are on certain issues. I know a lot of things we want to hear from folks. Oh, my goodness. We only have 2 minutes. Dr. Jarvis, did you hear our great producer tell us we only have 2 minutes? My goodness. Dr. and Leo, after this month, we're going to go back to 30 minutes. So in November, we're going to start our hour and a half again.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why we need more time, because we're out of time. So
and
we got to wrap this up.
And then when it comes to voting, just like you said, the coalition provide information. But yet still, we have cell phones with the library, accessible to the library, where you can go and find out information. Studying like you're going to study anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's to find out what their qualification is so you know who to vote and why you're voting for that person.
Positively affect
yes,
you.
Right.
And
right.
your city.
Right.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that starting at the city level, the county level, and go all the way up to see the importance of what takes place in your own community and how it affects the federal level. And you need to start your civic training with the basics. Start home, and then you'll understand and be able to vote effectively and correctly by the time you get to the top.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, Shantae. Tell everybody bye
thank
on Facebook.
You.
Thank
bye,
you.
Everybody.
Tell everyone a goodbye
good night,
there.
Everyone.
All right.
Happy Monday.
Yes.
All right, you have just tuned in for an hour of power.
Of the work week.
with the issues of people in the community. By the way, we're getting ready for the citywide revival. We're going to be talking about that next week, and we're getting ready. Pastor Reverend Dr. Cedric Veal is our evangelist, so we're going to be talking about that, just give you a little teaser about that. But God bless you, Cleveland. Thank you for watching on Facebook. The issues, the people in the community, we're always here standing and fighting for the least, the lost, and the left outs. Thank you for listening and tuning in. God bless you. Love you, Cleveland, and have a great week.
Thank you.
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. WERE Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3 Cleveland.